benefit that a standalone compositor, even a really nice one, wouldn't have, because the integration with the 3D tool is complete, and it allows our artists to render things in layers, do post effects such as glow, blur, motion blur. The motion blur that is right now here that was coded for the project as well is, to my knowledge, unique. I don't know of any other application that does blur in quite the same way for motion blur. It's extremely fast. It's a vector blur technique, but it involves doing some very weird things like chunking out the image so it's 3D data again, but like a sort of a different kind of 3D data, and then moving those polygons around to get the blur. I can't really describe it completely, but I don't think that any other application does it the same way.
The most interesting aspect of the Elephant's Dream movie is, of course, that it has been realized with open source software only. This is, for me, the reason to start the project, because we want a way to validate and improve and test the Blender software. So the interesting aspect of this project is that it's only 6 months, 7 months now, and within that period we have to make a product. And by using only open source and having a deadline to really make a good movie, you got a lot of interesting things happening.
We also had some people who were very enthusiastic about the project, and they just helped us without being asked for the most part.
So there are people who help us doing textures, who give us source material or also model things for us.
And it's nice that it's also a bit more of a community, like we can log into the internet relay chat and they're just like friends, and you can say, oh hey, can you do us a favor, and they say sure, and they just go and code something and we're using it the next day.
It turned out it's harder than we thought, because you have to, if you are giving assignments for the outsider people, you have to trust them that they actually do it. And if you are having a huge deadlines and then somebody says, I can contribute, I can model this or I can model that, I can texture this, and then after the 2 days you don't hear about the guy anymore.
So the really good thing of the open source part was, of course, the online community of Blender developers. I mean, developers don't mind to sit all by themselves locked up in a little room and do coding. But for a creative project like this, you really have to get the artists together to do it.
It's sort of like creating a story and creating a visual look and developing the characters and the whole idea of a movie. That doesn't like really work over the net. So that's why we have five artists and one technical guy, in a sense.
But other than that, it's special because it's an open movie, and like no other movie I've ever heard of, you can actually get all of the stuff to remake it yourself on the DVD. So that's probably the most special aspect about it. The rest of it, well, I'm not so sure. It's a 3D animation short. There are quite a few of those. Hopefully ours is a bit more interesting. There aren't like babes wearing bikini armor, or aliens from outer space, or like army men with guns. It's a little bit different, it's a little bit surreal.
The movie is about two guys and a bunch of weird little ducks lost in this gigantic machine that nobody knows where it came from or what it does, but these guys have to just live inside of it and see what happens.
You could say it's even a psychological drama, like the battle of two people's ideas about reality. Prug is trying to show Emo his world and convince him of it and let him be a part of it, but Emo is perhaps not so sure about what's going on and whether he chooses to go along with it all.
And in the end of the movie, Emo finds out that this is all bullshit. He doesn't really understand Prug and he doesn't want to live in his reality. And in the conflict that arises, I think you already seen the movie, so Brook gets a stick and hits Emo, and then his own reality is restored.
The title of the movie, Elephant's Dream, is the second title. The first title we had was called Machina, or Machina.
And then we couldn't really decide on how to pronounce it, and that is where we came up with Elephant's Dream.
And the reason why it was called Elephant's Dream is really weird. It was with a little bit of beer, eating in a Thai restaurant. I was talking about some silly Dutch children's story, because if you are a dad or a mother and you tell a bedtime story to your kids, then usually you make up stupid stories that have no ending. And just to make it having an ending, you say in the end, and then the big elephant came with a big snout and he blew the story out. And somebody, I forgot who, said, Elephant's Dream. And everybody said, Elephant's Dream. And then we had a little discussion about with or without apostrophe. So is it Elephant's Dream or is it the Elephant's Dream? But we decided to have it without, so it is Elephant's Dream.
Well, the two characters in the movie, who are called Prug and Emo right now, did go through a bit of thought and evolution before we got kind of these final characters.
We started doing the character designing first, of course, by drawing and throwing out all sorts of ideas what people had.
We had small ideas about what the characters would look like, but